It's Beth here. It's still, you know, 65, and actually that's turning into a problem. And I'm still talking. So this is episode 76. It's March 5th, 2020. Now, this is becoming a problem because I'm starting to get upset about the coronavirus because we're old. And, you know, you don't want to get it. You don't want to give it to your old friends or your husband because they could get sick and really get sick. Like, I've never experienced anything like this. And then you don't even know that you're contagious for a while. So I'm pretty bummed out about this. And my superpower actually in life is existential dread. So this is just working my huge muscle, which is, this is what I do best. And, you know, I wanted to get a t-shirt that says, you know, ask me about my fear of strangers. Like, I can whip myself up into a panic. And then sometimes I'm a very normal person. So, you know, and worry does work for me personally. I've been very successful because everything I've really worried about, only 90%. 90% of the time, if I really, really worry, I'm panicking right now, just thinking about it. If I really, really put my back into it and I worry my absolute best worrying, only 10% of the things I've worried about come true. 90% of them don't, if I worry my hardest. So this virus is just going right into this crazy spot, and just perfectly happy there. So I'm thinking maybe I'm not the only one. So anyway, I'm going to tell you a couple of jokes, but they're not really funny. Just want to get them out of the way. They're not bad. And then I'm going to tell you something I've really come up with because I want you to soothe yourself. You know, like babies can suck their thumb. All these new moms are self-soothing. Everybody's self-soothing. I try humor. We'll get humor out of the way. It's not going to work, but I'm going to try. Okay, so here's this one. It's kind of on the same topic that we're on. A man has a flat tire in front of an insane asylum. This is my nightmare. They look out the window and they're like, oh my gosh, get the net. Just looking at my eyeballs or something. I know I look crazy, especially when I have a flat tire because I don't know how to fix them. And I should have learned how to do it. And it's one of those things that just makes me crazy that I just was too lazy to do what I was supposed to do. So anyway, this guy has this flat tire in front of the insane asylum. And, you know, he stupidly looks around and because you shouldn't. And he sees this man up at the fence. The man is dressed appropriately. He's got disheveled clothes, disheveled hair, disheveled eyeballs. And he is holding very closely to him his doll. And he's talking to his doll and kissing his doll. That's upsetting for anybody, okay? But especially since you can't drive away. So the guy quickly, crazily, frenetically unscrews the bolts on his tire. And, you know, gets the other tire out, tries to put it back on, and he doesn't realize that he has had all of the bolts fly away, just like in the Christmas Story with Ralphie. Just boom, and they go down a drain. He's panic-stricken. Doesn't know what to do, but he doesn't want to ask for help because he doesn't want to go into the insane asylum and ask for help. Like, come on, man. That's just making it too easy. So the inpatient looks over at him and he goes, I've got an answer. And he's like, yeah. He starts screaming it louder and louder. I've got the answer, louder and louder. This guy's worried that they're going to come out with the net and the two guys in the white shirts, you know? And so he's like, okay, calm down, patient. Just tell me, what's the answer for my problem? I've lost the bolts, see? Guy goes, I know you lost the bolts. He goes, I've got the answer. Okay. Just tell me what the answer is. Okay, the answer is, unscrew one bolt from each of the tires. Three bolts per wheel will be enough to get you to the repair shop. The man looks at this inpatient and he's stunned. And he goes, "That's actually good advice. That's so weird." The creepy patient kisses his doll on the lips and says, "It's not weird. They say that Amanda's insane, not stupid." And then he kisses his doll again and he says, "Amanda, let's go home." That's scary fun. Okay, so then this is right up our alley too. Life in the retirement home, which is another scary issue for a lot of us. But this one, these two women are having fun, right? They're sitting on a bench and one of the old guys in the, not, you know, don't call it an asylum, in the lovely home, which everyone would be happy at. Anyway, he comes up to them and he's as proud as a peacock. And they're just looking at him, right? And he just puts his little hands on his chest and he goes, "Bet you can't guess how old I am." The two women just look at him, rocking a little bit faster on the bench, on their little, you know, what do they call those things? Rocking chairs? I don't even want to see one in my house. A rocking chair. Okay, so they're rocking a little faster in the rocking chair, giggling. And they're like, okay, I bet we can figure out exactly to the day how old you are. Guy's like, "Bring it on." And they're like, "Okay, this is all you have to do. Just pull your pants and your underpants down and twirl around 3 times. Guy's like, "Are you kidding?" And they're like, "To the day, we'll tell you how old you are." He's like, "Wow, that's really tempting." So he does it. And then they say, "Just one more piece because it's not quite clear yet. Jump up and down 3 times. Guy's like embarrassed. I mean, there's cars going by, but he does it. So then he pulls his pants back up, tightens his belt, and he just looks at them and he says, "Okay, to the day, tell me how old I am." They look at him and they go, "You're 87 years old and 1 day." And he looks at him and he says, "How did you know that?" And they laugh and they say to him, "We were at your birthday party yesterday, Bill." That's a pretty good one. Okay. Here's a good tip for anxiety. You know, we're under a lot of anxiety right now. If you want to keep the anxiety down and soothe yourself, but you're in a bit of a situation, you need to borrow money, right? Don't go to a bank because, you know, you can't pay it back because, like, jobs and who's, you know, it's crazy. People are buying all the milk on the shelves and even like saltines. I saw it. So people are nervous. Okay. You might need to borrow some money. You might. If you need to borrow some money, borrow it from a pessimist because they never think you're going to pay them back. Pressure's off. I think it's great. Then I've got, you know, the self-soothing things in the book. I looked all over the place. Binge. If you got to binge the Gilmore Girls. Nothing bad ever happens. Binge Grace and Frankie. Nothing bad ever happens. Don't binge dystopian stories right now. It's just not going to help you. Binge eat, I'm all for it. I love comfort food. Have it available. Give yourself a break if you're freaking out. If it's macaroni and cheese, get Stouffer's. Have it in the freezer. Ice cream, have it. Don't not have it. You might need it and save it for when you need it. And then if you just want to chew like a mad person, popcorn. And you want to play with your food, peanuts. Want to be a monkey? That's how crazy you get. Peanuts are great. Things fly around. You're biting them with your teeth. You're active. It's great. It's like smoking, but you can't smoke. It's just as good. Music, just go back to the songs you loved. Don't try to do that spa stuff. I mean, the gong scares me. I don't know what's coming. I think elephants, a stampede, gongs out of nowhere. It's just not peaceful. So forget about that. Aromatherapy, for me, is the ticket. So I have perfume in my purse for, like, you know, being stopped at every single red light when you hit it and you're late. Crazy drivers cutting in. I just put a little perfume on and it can't be gardenias. People hate them. Something that smells like soap. And that's probably pretty good during the coronavirus. People will be thrilled. You just washed your hands. Put it on your hands like a soapy. They'll think you're the best. So just, but you can smell it. And it just comes kind of, not incredibly, but it calms you down a bit. Exercise, no, I can't do it. I just don't get it. And I mean, I tried to find the jogger's high. I ran and ran and ran and I threw up. I've done it 3 times. I think other people have the gift. I don't have the exercise gift. Buy flowers for yourself. But I'm with George Burns on this one. They can start scaring you. You know what I mean? Like, what happened? Did I die? Why are the flowers arriving? You know, pay the guy, give him the tip first, and then freak out. Like, why am I getting flowers? And don't buy roses. They die too quickly, and they die so sadly. It's just like, it's just so impossible to look at when you're nervous, when you're going through something like a pandemic. You don't need flowers that are going to die in 3 days. So don't do that. Gadgets, I don't understand. The food that I found to help us, miso, I don't even know what it is. Turmeric, it's yellow. It's a weird shade of yellow. I'm not into what that's going to do in my body. I don't want to know. Asparagus are okay with a lot of cheese. Salmon, get some bagels. Kefir, this is when I stopped reading this thing because I don't even know what that is. And they were talking about my gut, which I don't really want to talk about. And so I kind of bypassed the whole food thing. But I came up with the mother load. Okay? I just was sad and kind of nervous. And I was sick and tired of looking at dumb things like turmeric. So I put on the, I Googled most luxurious hotels in Europe. Oh my gosh. There they were. And you can go visit them. And it's like a virtual tour. And it was amazing. I can't even pronounce the hotel. Anyway, it's this hotel. And it's in like the south of France, and it's the Ducap. It's right there when you go to this super hotel site. I just wish I could say it like they do. The Grand Hotel Ducap. I can't do it because I can't. Eden, like the Garden of Eden. Just all the great stars stayed there. It started out as a writer's retreat. The guy who started Le Figaro, their newspaper, bought it. It is so beautiful. You know, Hemingway, F. Scott stayed there, Marlene Dietrich, Liz, and Dick, Liz Taylor, you know, the whole thing. But it's gorgeous, and it's got history, and it's got the best chef in the world. I felt like I went there. I did. I mean, I just got into it. You could get married there if you want to get married in your mind. It is beyond belief. And this is the best thing. Okay, so, and then you've got like the Ritz in Paris. Jeffrey Irons says, every Ritz always makes me feel like no one's ever stayed in the room before. I've stayed at the Ritz. I do get that. And all the shower products are the best in the world. Big bottles, not little ones. So fun. Now, I know this works because I also went to luxurious safaris. And we did do this like back in the day, like 20 years ago. We went on a safari with Abercrombie and Kent. In my real life, we did this. And it was exactly like the pictures. It was amazing. We saw the Big Five. We had a great time. When I was in Tanzania, I even had a special something happen, which was that you go from Kenya to Tanzania. And when you get to the border with Tanzania, you have to change and get a Tanzanian bus driver, tour guide, and everything. Because the Tanzanians believe if they don't keep rein, if they don't keep hold of their jobs, if they don't stay in charge of everything that happens, they'll be taken over by big corporations, which is probably true. But anyway, I was supposed to go on this plane from like a little town in the capital of Tanzania, actually, to Ngorongoro. And the plane wasn't working that day, which is fine. Just tell me that. I don't want to get on a plane that isn't working that day. So we took this truck. And I got, for the first time in my whole life, vertigo, because there was no real road. So there I am in Ngorongoro with my head on a pillow, unable to get up. I've never had vertigo. It's horrible. You're plastered flat. You can't move. So Maurice, our guide, said, do you want a doctor to come in tomorrow or a witch doctor who can be here in 2 minutes? I looked at my husband. My kids were outside, so that was good. I said, bring on the witch doctor. I'm looking out of this one eyeball. This gorgeous woman comes in cloth, with the head, beautiful, her head wrapped in cloth, wearing it like I don't know, 8 inches high. She was thin. She was gorgeous. The color of her fabrics were like yellow with black. It was her tribe. It was so amazing. She was so amazing. She comes in. She looks at me. She puts her hand on my back. Nobody tells her anything. She has these two little tiny clay jars and a little tiny clay plate. My eyeball is killing me. I'm looking at her so badly. The one eye that I can see with is actually throbbing because the angle is like it's in my ear now looking through. So she makes a tincture. She gives it to me on this little spoon. Tells me to put it under my tongue. In like through the Maurice. I do it. This is the God's honest truth. I am up in 2 seconds. I have no hangover. I have nothing. I'm good to go. There's a little party that they're having for us. I'm good to go to the party. I get up to her. I grab her. I say, this is amazing. You have to sell it to Eli Lilly or Mr. Bear Aspirin, somebody. She looks at me and smiles. We're all doing this through Maurice. And she puts her hand. She's got this long, beautiful hand on my shoulder. And she tells me, all the secrets that are in Tanzania must remain in Tanzania. And she walks out of the room. I didn't pay extra for that, but it's a moment I'll never forget. But I got to tell you, all the pictures that you see, those are my memories of the trip. Those are my highlights, except for this witch doctor. Everything else is exactly what you see when you go on these sites. It's exactly what I saw. They highlight it. They do it. I feel like I can go to this beautiful hotel, do Eden Cap. I have to learn how to pronounce it in my brain. And I can look for that on the video because they keep saying it when you're on this little tour. So what I'm saying is, you're having a bad day. Television is, you know, it's like watching the movie Sabrina. That's beautiful. They live in a beautiful house. She learned to cook in France. Sometimes when the world is really ugly, you got to go somewhere beautiful. You got to remember there's beauty in the world. And beautiful nature, and beautiful Paris, and beautiful food. And you do this 10 most luxurious, that's that guy again, the guy who lives with me, hotels in the world, and you will be happy. You will feel like you went on an adventure, like you'll just get away. So I'm telling you, just give it a shot. And I'm going to have to go. I think that might be the postman or something. He always rings twice. I got to go, but I'll be back. But try it. Just go to these luxurious places with me. Oh, the guy stopped. Okay, good. I mean, we can enjoy the beauty of it. So just think about it. It sounds crazy, but so is watching television. So is reading magazines. So is everything. It's just another crazy that you haven't tried yet, but it might work for you. And I'm telling you, these places are so beautiful. Really, Europe, oh my God, just unbelievable. And yeah, just then, okay, you see it there. And then you go and you type in the name of the hotel. And then there's a tour, a virtual tour. And then you can go to the restaurant and you can look at the menu and you can taste the food practically. It's like you went there. So give it a shot. I mean, I know I'm crazier than you are, but there's a chance, a 10% chance this might work for you too. I'm going back. I mean, I mean, they've even got stuff in like Morocco. And I mean, I'm going to travel the world. That's what I'm going to do. And it takes my mind off the coronavirus. It really does. So give it a chance and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.